Justin Townes Earle is a young songwriter with an old name. He's the son of Steve Earle and was named for legendary Texas songwriter Townes Van Zandt. Like his father before him, he's struggled with relationships, substance abuse, and spends much of the year on the road. All of it comes out in his songs.
I should have learned better, old enough to know. Slipping, sliding, feeling low.
Justin Townes Earle was in Asheville last night, Carrboro the night before. I caught up with him just before his show at the Cat's Cradle. Justin grew up in Nashville, where he still records, but he says he prefers to live and write in New York.
As an artist, my hometown of Nashville had offered me about all it had to offer, and I was looking for something more. I was looking for a place with more going on, you know, as many hours of the day as possible.
You found it there in New York, right?
Yes, I did.
Now I ain't taking you home. I found a little place that'll do. It'll never match the beauty of a Tennessee spring, but it's something new.
In terms of songwriting, how has that affected how you write and topics and things like that?
It just kind of broadens the horizons a little bit. I mean, I think that instead of just having, you know, musicians and, you know, there's not that many different kinds of people in Nashville. I mean, there are, but there's not as large a concentration of them as there is in New York. And you just kind of, you get to see life from a lot more different viewpoints than you do. And it's, if that doesn't help, then you're not an artist.
You did take some really classic motifs, the train song and the Moving West song, and things that are used sort of more indicative of the wide open spaces of America, and you transplanted them into New York City, and I thought it was great that, you know, working for the MTA, how you're using a train metaphor and it's a subway.
Yeah, I thought that I'd had an idea to write a subway song for a few years, and I didn't see any reason why it wouldn't work. It did take me a little while to figure out how I was going to do it, and I figured I was coming out of a train, or I was getting on a train. I was getting on the 6th train at Astor Place one day, and one of the drivers got off the train just cussing his brains out about how cold it was, that his heat was broken in his compartment.
Well, it's cold in them tunnels today. Well, it's cold in them tunnels today. Cold down in those tunnels today, Mama, working for the MTA.
He was obviously not from New York,
right?
And so I kind of got the idea of this transplant from, I think I chose Louisiana, if I remember correctly.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, as the place where he was transplanted from, and his father was, and kind of concocted this story, and I just didn't see why it wouldn't work. I mean, there's something spooky about those tracks. I mean, there's a whole world underneath that city.
This ain't my daddy's train, Mama. I ain't seen the sun in days.
There are a lot of artists who have to live up to or perhaps run away from a family name. You sort of have a double-barreled version, having the family name Earl and then a middle name Townes. And I wondered if it feels like sometimes you've got double the expectations that other people might have, or if sometimes you think it might have been easier to be a boy named Sue.
I think when I started off, there was definitely some, expectation. But that's why I kind of operated the way that I did and did things the way that I did, is because, at this point in my career, I'm no longer looked at that way, and it's made it to where the way that I've made my records and designed my records, which have been all my records are 100% intentional. There's nothing accidental, and they're very deliberate. I know what we're doing when we walk into the studio. That's why we've recorded all of them in less than 5 days in the studio. And I think that I'm pretty much out from underneath that now.
Well, now that the end of the year is coming in and your album is showing up on a lot of year-end lists as one of the best records of the year, is that something you pay attention to? Or?
No, I mean, I try not to. I mean, I think it's I'm definitely, I appreciate it and I'm very pleased with it. But it's, when I make a record, I'm on to the next record. I mean, That's why we, you know, we just tour pretty constantly, and then, you know, I start writing new songs.
Yeah, I'm working for the empty.
That's Justin Townes-Earl, backstage at the Cat's Cradle night before last. With a fiddle player and a stand-up bass behind him, he told stories, barreled through most of his latest CD, and toward the end of the show, tried out one of those new songs.
I'm not gonna say I don't deserve it. Like all those other times. Well, I'm not gonna claim to know what happened when I don't even know how I got home that night. Well, maybe I said some things I shouldn't. Well, maybe I caused a scene. Maybe I broke myself a promise that I never meant to keep. And it won't be the last time. And it won't be the last time. It won't be the last time. It won't be the last time. First time I found loving, Lord, I was young and I was mean. And I took just what I wanted. Yeah, from that pretty little thing. Yeah, and I never told her that I loved her, but I could see the wanting in her eyes. Last time that I saw her, as we waved goodbye that night, and it wouldn't be the last time. No, it wouldn't be the last time. It wouldn't be the last time. Wouldn't be the last time. Now when I was younger, I was dumb and I was free. Now I'm getting older, and I feel this world closing in on me.